You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now in Phoenix. I'm Steve Goldstein. Proposition 205, or the measure to regulate marijuana like alcohol, is on Arizona's ballot next month. And not surprisingly, it's generated passion on both sides of the argument. Will it help put money into Arizona's underfunded public schools, or will it make marijuana easier to access for kids and lead to greater addiction? Ray Stern of Phoenix New Times has been looking into Prop 205 deeply and is here with me to share what he's learned. Ray, good morning.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Good. Good to have you here. Let's break down a little bit, first of all. Who is supporting this proposition, and where's the money coming from?
The people that are supporting it really come from two categories. The first one is the National Marijuana Policy Project, and they're the people that were responsible for putting Prop 203 on the ballot, which, of course, was successful and gave us our Arizona Medical Marijuana Act in 2010. And they also put the Amendment 64 on the ballot in Colorado, which was also successful in 2012. The other category are the dispensary owners, the medical marijuana dispensary owners who are already existing here. They've been doing business since the law passed in Arizona, and they will benefit from this law if it passes.
And the opposition?
The opposition, it's come from a wide range of sources. A lot of establishment sources, so the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, Pima Medical School, large businesses like that have given. A lot of Doug Ducey contributors have given, whether he contacted them directly or the Arizona's for Responsible Drug Policy, which is the opposition group, are using his donor list. I think that a little of that may be going on. And then they've also had these controversial donations. The biggest one that they've gotten is $500,000 from Insys Therapeutics, which is a Chandler company that makes fentanyl. And they are also making an alternative to marijuana. It's a synthetic THC that they expect to market. And controversially, they had an SEC statement from a few years ago that basically said that they're opposed to legalizing marijuana because it would interfere with their business. The other interesting donations that the ARDP has gotten include a few thousand dollars from APS's parent company, Pinnacle West. So if you pay your utility bill, you're funding ARDP. And then also, I believe, at least $10,000 from the alcohol industry, a local wine and spirits group here. And obviously, they may be interested in squashing the competition as well.
So I want to dig in on more of these things. But one thing that struck me when you mentioned Prop 203, when we look at the differences between those, obviously one was for medical marijuana, this other is to more recreational use. How did Prop 203, I mean, we'll remember that it passed, of course, obviously, but beyond that, when you see polls, are they similar to what Prop 203 looked like? Is it pretty tight? Is it really hard to figure out which way it's going to go?
Well, the number one question that people ask me about Prop 205 is it going to pass? I mean, everyone is wondering that right now, and that question is becoming, you know, a real burning question as we get in the last few weeks before this election. Mm-hmm. I've been pessimistic about it from the beginning because the poll numbers haven't been as high as the Prop 203 poll numbers were before Prop 203 passed. So as I recall, it was polling at about 55%. Before the election in 2010. And Amendment 64 in Colorado was also polling at a few percentage points higher than it ended up with. So apparently what happens, in, you know, potentially is we could see an erosion of a few percentage points when the rubber hits the road with this thing. Mm. And because it hasn't started with a higher number, you know, that definitely worries the people that want to see it pass. The last poll from the Morrison Institute at ASU showed that it could pass, and it was showing just over 50% yes, with about 10% undecided. So, you know, it definitely has a chance. There's the Trump effect, which is possible. A lot of Democrats and young people who are for Prop 205, on paper anyway, are expected to come out in opposition to Trump. And so that could help the proposition pass.
So what have we learned from Prop 64 in Colorado? Because we've heard from different, I believe it was the mayor of Colorado Springs who was in town a couple of weeks ago, and he wishes that the state had not passed this, and yet there are others who are saying there have been benefits there. What numbers do you believe when it comes to whether it's teen use or whether money actually went to the schools? What do you know?
Well, the honest, you know, answer, I think, is that Colorado is doing just fine after it passed legalization. The anti-people want to talk about a disaster that has occurred there. A disaster has not occurred there. One of the biggest sources that, you know, if you want to take that to the bank is the Governor Hickenlooper. He was opposed to Amendment 64 at first, and he thought it would be terrible for the state. And now that a few years have passed, he has come around, and he said that actually it's not too bad. It seems to be working. So I thought that was a pretty good praise for it, coming from a former opponent to it. There are interesting statistics that come out of Colorado. For instance, the level of hospitalizations and calls to poison control centers about pediatric exposures to marijuana have increased since legalization, both in Colorado as well as Washington. So I think that Arizona probably could expect to see an increase in pediatric exposures to marijuana if Prop 205 passes. That's because people will have more access to these types of edibles that may be confusing for kids, and then they'll get high and forget and leave it on the table, and their kid might eat it. And so that could result in slightly more children going to the hospital or you know, making a call to a poison control center. But this hasn't been exactly a disaster in Colorado either, although there has been an increase. I talked to Dr. George Sam Wang out of the University of Colorado, who did a big study on this, and he told me that as far as they know, every single kid has made a complete recovery.
A couple of people who have been really outspoken against Prop 205 are county attorneys Bill Montgomery, Sheila Polk. Now, there are some people who I think would argue that potentially if recreational marijuana use is permitted, maybe that allows law enforcement to focus on other things. Do those contradict each other in any way?
I don't think they contradict each other. But I would like to find out more about how this would affect the things like the county attorney's office. I've asked Bill Montgomery to do a study in his office. He always puts things on Facebook like, gee, what is this going to cost us? And I've responded to him and said, well, you can tell us what it'll cost the county attorney's office if you decide to do a study on your own office. My estimate is that if you count simple marijuana possession and paraphernalia possession that are related to marijuana, that's the largest category of felony charges that his office gets. So it might be 15% of what his office gets in terms of felony charges. That's a pretty big component of his office. They have at least one person that deals with that full time. They won't need that person anymore. And there are other major changes that could affect the office. There's also the fact that when you get busted in Arizona for marijuana, you're arrested initially on a felony. They take you to jail. So this idea that you don't go to jail for marijuana is not true. You're not going to get sentenced for it if it's your first or second offense because of a 1996 law in Arizona. But you will be taken to jail. You'll know the inside of a jail cell on your initial arrest. And obviously that'll be pretty uncomfortable. In Arizona, any amount is a felony. Once you get through the system, though, these charges are typically knocked back to deferred prosecution. As long as you take a drug addiction class, then they'll erase the charges, essentially.
Right. Basically, when it comes down to it, why does this make sense? What is the best argument you have heard with all the studying you've done and all the people you've spoken to for legalization? Because there are some people, probably a small percentage, who might say, well, why don't we already have a lot of people who use alcohol, maybe too many people, maybe too many young people. Is this going to add to more complications? But are there other positives that would counteract that?
There are more positives. I'll just start by saying the freedom isn't free. So there may be some additional problems, especially as the system begins to roll out. But in my opinion, there's a couple of different major benefits to this. The first is the freedom issue. Here in Arizona, especially, you can buy AK-47 just by going to the store. You can use alcohol, tobacco. You can ride a motorcycle without a helmet if you want. Those things are more dangerous than marijuana, arguably. You have over 600,000 adults who are 21 and over and use marijuana regularly in Arizona. That's according to the state Joint Legislative Budget Committee. So if that's true, then that's a pretty large percentage of people in Arizona that are regularly committing felonies. So they wouldn't be committing felonies if Prop 205 passed. And they wouldn't risk their future earning potential, because if you get busted, even if you end up with a deferred prosecution or it gets knocked down to a misdemeanor, that can still show up on the court system website, which is available to anyone, so an employer can see that. It could affect your earning potential. So there'll be this freedom for people to use marijuana and not have to worry that it's going to affect their future in a negative way, because of its illegality, apart from any negative benefit the marijuana may have. Then there's also the fact that these 600,000 people are regularly using marijuana now, and they buy it on the black market. So although there's a debate about just how many millions of dollars this bill will bring in by taxing the illegal marijuana, there's no question that it'll be a lot more money than is being brought in now for a substance that people already use.
Ray Stern of Phoenix New Times. Ray, thanks for keeping us up to date on Prop 205. We appreciate it.
Thanks.